I hope he sues you. Ock takes heat for calling President Trump a rapist. Again. By Amy Furr on July 13, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is taking heat for, once again, calling President Donald Trump a rapist. In a social media post on Friday, the Democrat wrote, "Wow, who would have thought that electing a rapist would have complicated the release of the Epstein files?" However, social media users were quick to show her they were not happy with her statement. "Lawyer up, you're going to need it," one person wrote. While another said, "Who would have thought Ock would be stoic enough to post that Trump was a rapist? When he has never been convicted of rape, I hope Trump sues you for defamatio. Because he will win, just like he won $15 million from ABC for the same thing. Justice is coming. I hope he sues you. He'll win," someone else commented, while yet another person stated, "You've been in office for over 6 years, and neither you nor anyone in your party ever called for Epstein information, until this week. In fact, you all said it was a conspiracy theory." Ocasio-Cortez said in January she would not attend Trump's inauguration because she does not celebrate rapists, as Breitbart News reported. In March 2024, a Breitbart News fact-check said ABC News George Stephanopoulos claimed that former President Donald was found liable for rape by a jury. The report said its verdict was false. A jury in New York found that Trump was not liable for rape in a lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll. Stephanopoulos repeatedly claimed, as he interviewed Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, that Trump had been found liable for rape. In fact, he was found not to be liable, he was found liable for sexual abuse and, later, for defamation. "There are problems with both of those verdicts, but even if Trump were liable, in a civil sense, not a criminal one, as Mace noted, the fact is that he was never found liable for rape. And it borders on defamation for Stephanopoulos to claim otherwise." In regard to the files on the now-deceased sex criminal known as Jeffrey Epstein, Trump is backing Attorney General Pam Bondi as reports emerged there was feuding between her and other members of the president's administration over her handling of the files relating to the convicted criminal, Breitbart News reported on Saturday. The outlet also noted on Saturday that metadata from surveillance video recorded outside convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell prior to his death was reportedly modified, experts said, according to Wired.